A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 27th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the country's human rights situation.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Masibheke iZimbabwe ngu-2015 kuma-human rights, angiboni into kungathiwa iyasijabulisa ukuthi yenzakele, ngoba kwamanje maningi amalungelo abantu anyathelezwe ngabantu abasebenza esipholiseni nabakwi-intelligence njengalaba abizwa bathi i-CIO abasatshwa ngabantu kakhulu eZimbabwe.
Sithi kumgabe khangela ukuthi sine i-constitution entsha ya-2013. I-constitution leyo ilamalungelo amaningi. Siyacela ukuthi unike abantu amalungelo akhona e-constitution. Sicela ukuthi abantu babe lokudla okuningi, labo abasebenza banikwe imali. Sicela ukuthi umgabe alungise ukuthi ngubani uzothatha isikhundla.
We have several indicators in there that don't directly apply to the government. You know, this does not mean that we're saying that all the problems are solved in Zimbabwe. That's certainly not the case. You know, in terms of what the message would be to the government, it would be there were these positive developments regarding the independence of the judiciary. That's a good start, but there is a lot more work to be done in the areas that I've discussed.
Zvatinoita kuhuman rights watch ndezvekuti tinoenda pasi chaipo, tinopinda muvanhu ngatiise muZimbabwe zviya izvi. Ini semuongorori wehuman rights watch tinotofamba muZimbabwe tichibvunza vanhu vane kodzero dzavhiringidzwa, tichitaura nevatungamiri vehurumende, tichibvunza ngatiti mafashamo emvura akaitika kutokwe mukosi dhemu. Vanhu vakazotambisa kuenda kuChingwizi, tinotopinda mumatende muChingwizi tichitaura nevagari kuti matambudziko avo ndeapi. Kunonzi kwapiswa misha vanhu vatamiswa kumapurazi ekumazowe, tinosvika ikoko tichitaura navo.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the issue of course, democracy and human rights.
Human Rights Watch, Freedom House, and Transparency International released their annual reports today, assessing the human rights situation and corruption in Zimbabwe in particular, and the world in general.
Human Rights Watch accused President Robert Mugabe of consolidating his grip on power and failing to introduce any meaningful rights reforms. Freedom House, on the other hand, says Zimbabwe's civil liberties rating improved from 6 to 5, and its status improved from not free to partly free. And they say this is due to some gains in citizens' liberties in 2015. And lastly, Transparency International also released its report on the corruption index. And the group says Zimbabwe ranks number 150 out of 168 countries that were assessed. More than 6 billion people, according to Transparency International, are living in countries with a serious corruption problem. Gibbs.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
Wonguka Gibbs Nasi Raudi Tinger Chitar Sanishima Gwaro Aburitsuwa Ne Masanga Nanotre Human Rights, Re Transparency International, Pamwe Ne Freedom House. Zirku Buda Chitarsa Zirkubaku Human Rights Watch, Irgutio, nyaya dzekutyorwa kwake kodzero dzevanhu dziri kuramba dzichienderera mberi muZimbabwe. Vachiti ivo vanhu vakawanda vanopikisa vemasangano akazvimirira vatori venhau kodzero dzavo dziri kumbunyikidzwa. Asi tichitarisawo rimwe gwaro raburitswa neFreedom House riri kuti zvinhu zviri kuitawo zviri nani apa vari kutarisa mitongo yakambobudawo kumatare mazuva apera inenge yanga ichiratidza kuti matare haana divi raari kurerekera. Tichitarisa nyaya yavatomana yekuti vape certificate of prosecution ndo imwe nyaya iri kutaurwa yekunzi zvinhu zvinogona kunge zvaakuita nani. Tichitarisawo nyaya dzeuori ndo pari kuitwa netransparency international apa iri kuti muZimbabwe sekune dzimwe nyika dzakawanda dzemuAfrica nyaya dzeuori dzawandisa zvaakupedzisira zvaakuita kuti vanhu vazhinji vapedzisire vonetseka kana kuti voguma vononga svosve nemuromo vachinetseka nekuti uori hunenge hwanyanya kuti wandei munyika idzodzi dzinenge dzakati siyanei siyanei.
Vakambe zurukani ndaba ndingatichona njani lapa ndikona tinangapai siyaphila sivili iye esikoka ngako ke lilungelo loluntu namhlanje. Siyabona ukuthi ke inhlanganiso ezintathu lapha sikhuluma ngeFreedom House, kuzobuya iTransparency International, kuzobuya ke leHuman Rights Watch ezethule imbiko esibele ejulileyo ngokuthi kwenzakalani eZimbabwe lakwamanye amazwe. Nxa sikhangela ke iHuman Rights Watch ithi okuseZimbabwe lokho kungani akukhanyi lokuthi kuyangaphi, abantu lokho behlukuluzwa, kuzobuya lokhu lalokhu kungana kuhambi ngendlela efunakalayo. Kuzobuya ke iFreedom House ithi loba nje kungani kukhona ukuzamazama kancane kuhulumente ukuthi alungise okunye okuthize ongani kuyahlupha okwayenzakala khonapho ngo-2015 ukuthi hayi kodwa lokho ngani kusakhathaza lakho kakhulu. Kuzobuya-ke i-Transparency International ikhuluma ngokuthi kulokhu kungahambi kahle ebantwini lapho ukufumbathisana kuya kusiya phambili njalo sokugxila khona ngale eZimbabwe. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani-ke ukuthi kambe lithini ngakho konke lokhu. Lingene kuhlelo kathesi sixoxeni litsho elikufunayo. Liyakhululeka sibili ukuthi lingakhuluma loba kuyini lapha kustudio 7. Nxa lifuna ukungena khona manje kuhlelo lifona kanye siyalifonela khona ngapho nasinombolo 001 202 619 2077. Lifona kanye siyalixhuma khona ngapho kunjalo ke futhi.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is Mr. George Mukwananzi, the People Democratic Party's deputy spokesperson. Mr. Mukwananzi, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Gibbs.
Mr. Mukwananzi, we see that Human Rights Watch is saying that the situation in Zimbabwe continues to be very bad, but, you know, when it comes to Freedom House, it says at least something is changing there, especially when you look at the judiciary and other issues. You know, I think they are stemming their kind of report on what has been happening in the judiciary level. But at the end of the day, what do you think about some of these reports?
Yeah, actually, when you speak about human rights issues, it is mainly the political side that people consider, because it is where you have politicians in government abusing their power in order to protect their stay in there and to prevent members of the opposition and others who are viewed as disturbing, you know, keeping them under lock and key. So as far as I'm concerned, there hasn't been much that has changed in that direction, except that because we are far away from elections, so to speak, so the intensity of such kind of events that violate human rights will not be at the same level as when we are approaching elections. So that is probably what some of these human rights you know, watchdogs could be looking at.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mukwananzi. Please do stay on the line. And now we are being joined by Human Rights Watcher, senior researcher in Southern Africa, Mr. Dewa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Evening to you, Blessing, and evening, Gibbs, and evening to the listeners in Zimbabwe and abroad.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Mavinga, we are reading your report. Of course, it's a bit gloom, and yet there's also another report by Freedom House, which is saying, there is an improvement here. Liberties have improved slightly. They are saying Zimbabwe civil liberties rating improved from 6 to 5, and its status improved from not free to partly free. Is this very different from what you are saying in your report?
Well, we need to put things into perspective, Blessing. Mm-hmm. The first thing about Zimbabwe is that, yes, on paper, you might think that there are human rights improvements because you now have a new constitution from 2013 May, which has got an expansive Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. You have a number of laws that are coming in that promote human rights. But the challenge is with implementation, is on the ground. People are still not enjoying their rights. And I want to talk about a perception of improvement. If you look at the widespread electoral violence of 2008, if you look at the demolitions of houses in the so-called Operation Mrabatina in 2005, or even if you go earlier to electoral periods and even to the Gukurahundi period, what strikes you is that there has been no accountability for all those serious human rights abuses. Perpetrators have not been held accountable. And therefore, to say that there has been an improvement when victims are yet to receive justice is to miss the point entirely. Zimbabwe has continued on this pattern of disregarding human rights, although on paper you might say it is improving, but the reality is that people are not enjoying those rights that are on paper.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we are talking about the issue of democracy, human rights, and corruption. Gibbs, tinengeti ni mtere rudu kutanga, ariku South Africa. Mkoma Bob, magadi.
Ewa nilofara angu, magadi o baba.
Aiwa isu, tirinani, tipeo mfungwa zenyu.
Ya ini kupata angu zviri kuitika zvakawandisa baba asi chinhu chakatanga kundibata-bata zvakanyanya ndechekuti kodzero dzedu dzakatanga kusabatwa zvakanaka kubva pakuvhota chaiko saka zvinhu izvozvezvo kusvikirana nhasi vhoti kodzero dzemunhu hadzina kuzobuda zvakanaka kana kubatwa zvakanaka kubva pakodzero dzedu dzokuvhota nokuti kana ukavhota uchitsvaga munhu unoda mangwana munhu wamunoda uyaudhari asiri ipapo apo panenge pane nyaya pasina kumira zvakanaka saka ndopakatanga kufira kodzero dzedu ipapo
asi pane zvamuri kuonawo zviri kuchinja here muzimbabwe
zvinhu zviri kuti chinjei asi maonero andinoita zvindeyekuti tinofanga kuti zvinorei pakuchinja kwazvinoita nechikonzero chekuti pamwe zvenhu zvichimbochinjwa kuti zvitibate kumeso tigorivara futi panozouya zvemaelections zvobva zvapidiguka tachiti zvinhu zvanaka
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bob nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa ichokwadi chimwe chandaida kutaura ndechekuti dzimba zhinji manje dzakafa nenhau yokuti kodzero dzedu dzatina unodzimiririra kana dzisingabati ubati zvakanaka tine dzimba dzakaparara vamwe vanhu vakatofa kana nesuwo kuno kusouth africa mashandiro atinoita anorwadza toshanda kushanda kunorwadza kumwe kwokuti nokuti unongo chimonzi hakunyika kwenyu hakuna kumira zvakanaka kana kuti kunyika kwenyu kwakazodai kana kuti zvikazodai tosvika pakushanda dzimwe nguva ma17 hours wobhadhakwa kana 8 hours kana 9 hours nenhau yekushekwa kwekodzero saka zvinhu zvinotibata-bata zvakanyanya
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bob nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndinotenda nenoo chaizvo maita henyu nokuti ndiko kutangawo kutaura nemi ndaishuvira kwazvo kugara chitaura nemi
aiwa zvinofadza zvikuru vanhu vacho dzimwe nguva anomboti wandei dzimwe nguva mafoni anomboti netsei asi tinofara zvikuru
chokwadi nhasimukana ndawawanawo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
ugarewo muchitifonera tichicontributa patinokwanisawo nhapo
aiwa ndizvozvo hapana chakaipa tinobva tatofarawo tikapota tichikunzwai kudai
zvakanakai baba
tinotenda zvikuru Bob is very excited he says this is the first time he has been on air you know and but he's also saying that you know the rights are not respected when it comes to voting, for example. He also cites the issue of the demolitions of houses. He says, you know, that is another way that the government is not respecting the people's rights. And he's saying, you know, it extends to South Africa because of the situation back home. They go to South Africa, they are working there. Sometimes you know, labor rights are not respected because they are foreigners. They are coming from Zimbabwe. Sometimes the majority of them do not even have valid working papers.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, you know, they is saying that they are sometimes shortchanged. Mm-hmm. They work for 18 hours and paid for only 8 hours. That's a cause for serious concern.
South Africa. Baba Sihlobo, ungawutshona njani?
Yebo, ngithole ngithona njani.
Hayi, bijana, kunjani kona begoli?
Hayi, kuhle, kuyakahle, kuhle, lezulu liyana.
Uyakufika yini emnambithi kona ngale?
Ya, nje ngikhona kangale izolo.
Ye, so akusitshele-ke uzwile lapha kuthiwa-ke eZimbabwe, xa sokuyilungelo loluntu, lokho ngani kuyahlupha nje? Ungathini ngakhonokho?
Yebo, lokhu siyakubona ngelungelo loluntu, kodwa thina ukuthi thina abantu ngathi esaye singabakhulu phambi ngalesi yawe sibuye sinindezele ngapha ebantwini abancane kakhulu kubomama. Balokhu kunindezela kakhulu ngabobaba izina abasezikhundleni babe ngafuni ukuthi benikeze izikhundla labo. Naye mbono ongcono ukuthi labe nikeze amathuba kube nokunye abakwenzayo bezinhlelo ezithize ezijiyeneyo labe kulokunye abakutholayo labe khona bezaba namandla bengavaleli ngoba basuka bebesesaba labo.
Xa sesikhangele-ke mnumzana Sihlobo, ukhanya ngizane eZimbabwe njengokutsho kwe-Human Rights Watch ithi khona okuhluphayo kakhulu ngale ukuthi laba bantu abazama ukukhuluma nxa ungekho kubandla abalifunayo bangani bakuhlukuluza, uyabona. So ngakhonokho-ke ungathini nxa ungaphoose lakho?
Khona kunjalo wena lawe uma ngabe ufuna ukuthi uphile kangcono sowumele lawe uzenze zena lelo bandla abakelifuna ngoba ungazenza leli bandla abangalifuniyo awusozithole litho even amake kuphilethwa kuholisa kumbe ngamabele kumbe yini kakhulu endaweni fana nabophila ndaba kwetsholothele ma ungasiyo lelo bandla leli abalifunayo bakuvalela ngaphandle. So kumele lawo lelo bandla abalifunayo ukwenzela ukuthi lawo ukwazi ukuthi uhlale kahle uthole impila kahle.
Kodwa kambe abantu bangangena ebandleni lodwa bonke sibili kungelo lomcabango utshiyeneyo kwenzakala khonoko?
Wona akukho akusento eqondile kodwana yabungala plan ngoba uyabungalawa ama-powers yokuthi lawo umebandleni lakho nalo ibandleni ngoba manje sokuqala nokuthi lo ngaliphi ibandla lo ngaliphi ibandla kodwa kumele lalo nalwebe ibandla lakhe kodwa sokufuna lo muntu wesebandleni eli-1 akukho into eqondile kumele bekuhlalele phansi bengayekethisi bekukhulume le ndaba kungabi into evamile ebantwini ngoba nabantu angeke bephile kakuhle. Kumele sisizane sonke ngeke uthi labantwana ekhaya umama ube lomntwana ngaphandle loba abantwana basekhaya kumele bephathe ngokufanayo kungathi lo ngakwabani lo ngakomkandla lo ngakwabani.
Amafutshane-ke ungathi pho kulungiswa njani konke lokho kuhluphayo eZimbabwe?
Mna ngicabanga ukuthi khona ngale sobakhulu kumele kumbe benze kuhlangane limbe labanye kwenye kwezinye indawo ikhulunye lindawo kungabi indawo evamileyo ngoba yinto abantu abayiqhuba isiya phambili izogcina ihlupha ekugcineni.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzana Sihlobo kunangapho eSouth Africa ungadinelwa kusasa.
Mbongile nami.
Yeah, that was Mr. Sihlobo in South Africa. We are saying that, you know, this operation cascades into other issues like men end up oppressing their wives and children at home and, you know, so he says it's really bad for people, especially those that are out of the country. And he says, you know, when you talk about discrimination, it also involves food distribution, you know, especially at this time when there's no food. You know, people have to follow certain party rules, certain parties, you know. So he says if you belong to a wrong party, tough luck. So people have to join that party and you have some food. So he says this is very unfortunate.
Regai tidzoke kuna vamavhinga muripo here parunare.
Mukuwa blessing.
Vamavhinga tambotaura nevanotaura vakamirira bato reZANU-PF ambassador Simon Kayabo vakati dzimwe nguva munomboita gudzi ramukanwa muchiti vanhu vakadai vakatyorerwa kodzero dzavo asi mazita acho panenge pasina vachiti kana muinawo humpowo uyai nawo kuhurumende yozoita ongororo.
Ndaseka nhamo serugare mukuma blessing. Vasimon Kayamoyo vanofanira kuziva kuti isu seHuman Rights Watch takasvika kwavari tikaita hurukuro navo ivo vomene panyaya yevanhu zviuru makumi maviri vakatandaniswa kutokwemukosi vakanogadzwa mubani mugwenga kuchingwizi kumwenezi na zvino vanhu ivavo vari kutambura havana kupuwa mari dzavo dzekuripa kunzi vakavakaa vaigara havawani chikafu. Mungafunga here mukuma Blessing kuti kubva mumwedzi waFebruary 2014 kusvika nhasi uno vanhu ivavo vachiri kugara mumatende, matende akabvaruka bvaruka havawani chikafu, dzimwe nguva vanozitiya kutamisai purazi ravari harizivikani kuti purazi rani ndo chekutanga chiri pachena. Zvakare tinoziva tinotora nyaya yamukoma Itai Dzamara vakangonyangarika pachena masikati machena nazvino havasati vawanikwa. Vanozviziva vasemakaimwe nezanup f inozviziva vari kuda kuhwanda nemunwe ngavabude pachena vataure ivo vaone pachena kuti Zimbabwe ine dambudziko rekuremerera kudzero dzevanhu. Takafamba isu tikaenda kumazou ekumapurazi ekunana mazou kumapurazi ainzana mbuya nehanda vanhu vachidzingwa vachitandariswa masikati machena vachipisirwa dzimba dzavo vachinzi hamukwanisi kukohwa zvirimwa zvenyu. Zvese izvozvo kutyorwa kukodzero dzevanhu. Honai iko zvino muHarare vanhu vazhinji havana mvura yakanaka yekumwa, kuzvipatara hakuna mishonga anenge angu ine muchingova njake njake, hapana chiri kufamba munyika yeZimbabwe. Iko zvino nzara yapfunya chisero muZimbabwe gore rino, asi hurumende chainogona kuite makakatanwa yekuti tinoda kuti tiite bhavhadhi ravamugabe rinoshamisa vasingaoni kutambura kupita vana venyika yeZimbabwe vana vevhu. Ndapedze kuda kutibata kumeso, ngavataure chokwadi vakumbire ruregerero kuvana veZimbabwe vari kumhura nemashoko avari kutaura iwaya, nekuti vanhu vari kutambudzika zvachose chose chose.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinga. Gibbs.
Yes, ndomnumzana ke Isaac Mpofu eSouth Africa. Baba Mpofu bambe konapo sikale siye kubaba Mkwananzi. Baba Mkwananzi uyazwela lapha abantu bakhuluma bathe Zimbabwe ngani nje kuloku kuyahlupha sibili, kodwa ke wena ngombono wakho uyangaphi konapha xa ukuthi kuloku kukhathaza kuyaze kuthini?
Udaba lokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu nokwephulwa kwamalungelo abo luvele luhleli lukhona eZimbabwe isikhathi sonke. Akukaze kube nesikhathi lapho ukuthi kuhlatshwa ikhefu ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi kakuse kuhleli kukhona. Okusuka nje umahluko ube khona yona ukuthi uma ukhetho lusasekude ukwenzakala kwalezi zinto izinga lakhona kwakube sengathi lehlile, ngoba konke lokhu kuhlukunyezwa kwabantu nokwephula kwamalungelo abo kuhlobene nokwesaba ukulahlekelwa ngamandla kukahulumende nalabo abaphethe izikhundla zokubusa. Noma ngakubuyisela emuva ngesikhathi kuqala wena igugu rawundu, engicabanga ukuthi kwaba yiso isikhathi lapho amalungelo abantu ephulwa kakhulu ukudlula any other time. Uzothola ukuthi okwakusesatshwa nguhulumende ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi angahluthunela umbuso libandla lezaphu ngaleso sikhathi elalisesenabantu ababephethe isikhali. Uma usehla uzofika namhlanje ngesikhathi kufika o-2008 ukubulawa kwabantu abangu-200, uzobona ukuthi kwakuyikwesaba ukuthi bangahluthunelwa umbuso libandla le-MDC. Uma ubheka manje u-2018 kusase ngumangwanyana ukuthi kuyefikwa kuye, ilungelo labantu lizoqhubeka lisephulwa, abantu bencitsha ukudla, izindlu zabantu zidilizwa, kusenza into enjalo. Kodwa uma sesisondela ku-2018 uzobona ukuthi khona kuzoqhwiza umejisi. Konke lokho okukhulunywa i-Freedom House ukuthi izinga lehlile, ngicabanga ukuthi akulona iqiniso, ngoba laba bantu ilaba labantu abazinika isicoco sokuthi bayamakela izanu ukuthi noma ifailile bazame ukipha amaphuzwanyana ambali ukuze bayikhuthaze icabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe isisenze izinto kangcono. Kodwa khona kahle kahle izinto kazishintshanga, abantu amalungelo abo ayephulwa nsuku zonke.
Mkwananzi baba bambe konapho ngayikatshana. So according to Mr. Mkwananzi, you know, the fear that is gripping ZANU-PF is that it may lose power, and it has been having this fear for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, so he says that's the primary cause of all these problems in Zimbabwe. So he says when it comes to these human rights violations, it could be worse towards the 2018 general elections. Sike start ke umnumzana ke okhona uIsaac Mpofu usecingweni. Baba Mpofu ungawutshona njani?
Ngitshona le duke utshona njani?
Hayi, sitshona kakhulu. Ye, phosela kho lapho ngathini Baba Mpofu?
Hayi, lami ngezwa ukuthi abantu bathi lami ngicandisa khonapha. Vele kuqala mane ngiqale ngomkhaya wami, ukhaya Moyo ngiwakithi lwani muntu wabaleka echiya bakibo ngapha eBrunaberg wayahlala eHarare evalekela ukuthi ekwansi ukuhlukumeza abantu zonke izinto ezikhulunywayo zehlukumeza iZimbabwe ayikabi lelanga elilodwa mina ngibona kulento enhle abantu bathwele nzima yonke into yaseZimbabwe inzima kona manje umgabe ngawufuna ukubona bayenza izikotsho bethu bayenzela abantu amanzi ekhaya kodwa khona manje izinto zakhona zafa zonke ngoba zila maintenance akula muntu ovukele siyabona ukuthi abantu badlile abantu banathile abantu balogethi so amalungelo aseZimbabwe ukuthi akahlukunyezwa yapi Ziningi dube ukubala nje kutanda from angaze mhlambe ngempela uqiniso 1980 lati sivuleka amehlo bo 70 something sivele eZambia esikoleni asange sikuthole nje ukuthi why abantu babese hambe gangeni kwawuhamjelwa nje ukuthi kubuye ilizwe lenana le noma bethi bona bathatha inkululeko ngiyake ngizwe bethi badla inkululeko mnanzi zange ngibone inkululeko yaseZimbabwe isezobuya akabi khona ngoba kula muntu okhululekileyo abantu labana bathwele zima bonke yonke into yaseZimbabwe ibuhlungu uyazi ukuthi ngawuphuma nje manje ngawusiye Bed Bridge eBorder lapha because of kubona ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bathwele nzima abantu babo impahla zabo bayathathelwa yonke into umuntu uphethe uthenge lokhu ukuzothekiswa ukuthi kufuneka imali ethize awuboni ukuthi umomo ukuhlukumeza umuntu lokho Ayizama ukuthi aphushe kodwa bathi lapha nekhaya ayikho into ephushekayo wena Dube kuba wesi lalo omele enyi ikampani kumbe laba ukuthi abakhulume bathi kungcono kulezi insuku yi uqinisile ubaba uMabhena ngempela ngakho ukhetho soludlulile labo futhi befuna ukuthi izano ibathande vele bazokhuluma kanjalo ukuthi no kunje eZimbabwe sekuright anti abona ukuthi umfana lo Malema waxotsha uMbeki ngenxa yokuthi ethi eZimbabwe kula crisis kanti khona bamxotsha bathi 48 hours ubuphume waphela ngoba ukhuluma amanga iZimbabwe la manje ikubi wena Dube ngibuye ekhaya mina manje ngeChristmas ayikho into eright lapha namfowethu
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu empofu sibongele kakhulu mpofu
okay mfowethu
ye ungathela kusasa so Mr Mpofu is saying that freedom no freedom in Zimbabwe says it stems back to the 1980s up to now there's no freedom so he says it's coming from home and things are bad sesithathe ke umnumzana uSwela okhona khona phecingweni baba Swela ungawunjani
yenyaphila njengombaba
hayi siphilile ungaphi khona boSwela useHarare
hayi khona nje eZimbabwe khonapha la
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ungathini ngodaba lolu
mele nje abantu abagugekile ngoba nami ngilohlupho lwamehlo kodwa-ke ngelihlo lengqondo lanxa ngingaboni ngibona ngani-ke inkululeko yabantu eZimbabwe kukhanya ngani ayikho okwakuqala ngizathanda ukufaka umbuzo kumphakathi nabantu bonke nje abalalele ukuthi sathi manje uma sikhululekile eZimbabwe sibambele ngizwe lapha emoyeni kungani lo wabomkhwanazi babadala abazaziyo zombuso kungani silabo vice president ababili uma kade sibambele kungana violation of amalungelo abantu bekumele sibe lo vice president oyedwa ozasincedisela umongameli wethu evela ebandleni lezaphu kubanjwani kutshengisa ukuthi kubanjweni kuthi lo munye lethu nisikhunda sithele okwesibili ngibona amalungelo abantwana chaphazeka ikakhulu ngakhangela these days i-ministry of education bathi bona bafuna-ke ukukhipha ababalisi abanye kwezinye izindawo ikakhulu emaprimary nxa bekhayele i-enrollment asithi mhlawumbe ku-grade 1 kulabantwana abayi-13 sokumele-ke u-grade 1 no-grade 2 babe no-teacher-ke oyedwa i-violation yabantwana ngoba u-grade 1 no-grade 2 awusoze ubahlanganise lanxa beyi-7 uhulumende wakube ngumlando wakho ukuqhatha amatitsha bafundise abantwana abayi-7 bafunde ngesikhathi sabo bebe ne-time allocation yabo okwesithathu
ye ngcono ubambe khonapho bamba khonapho Swela sizabuya kuweke siqedise ngamafutshane
Mr. Mavinga, please do stay on the line. And also Mr. Mkwananzi and Mr. Swela. Of course, Mr. Mavinga had asked for about 10 minutes. He has another engagement and we'll call him after about 10 minutes. But for our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned. Don't forget to visit us on Facebook. We are also on Twitter.